Thank you for joining us for today's message. We are so encouraged to know that God is using the ocean to impact your life through the ministry of the Word. Knowing that your life is being transformed is exactly why we exist. As our vision says, we exist to know Jesus and make Him known. So sit back, relax, and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to your life through this message.
We are now in our third week of this series called House or Home. And it focuses on God's blueprint for a great marriage. Remember, we have this house that has a foundation. It has four outer walls and it has a roof. Now we're going to turn this house where people live into a home where people love. And the way we do that is by first understanding that the foundation is that God designed marriage. The four outer walls define the clarity of roles for a husband and a wife. And the roof that comes down to sit on the home is the grace of God that comes to protect the home. We looked in week one that the foundation is that God designed marriage. Then last week we asked the question, is there a man in the home? As we redefined what manhood is and what manhood looks like in marriage. Now I just want to take a moment here just to correct something that I said last week. What I said last Sunday was that a godly wife is only supposed to submit to a godly husband. This is not correct. This is not correct as it directly contradicts another passage of scripture which is found in 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 1 to 2 that also talks about a wife's submission. And I'm going to read it for you now. Wives, in the same way, submit yourselves to your own husbands so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives when they see the purity and reverence of your lives. This shows that wives married to husbands who are not saved and do not believe in God are still to submit to them, so that they, their husbands, may have a chance to believe in God and come to be saved through the action of their wives by seeing their purity and seeing their respect. So godly wives are not to submit only to godly husbands, but they are to submit to their husbands in general. And I wanted to take this moment to correct that because, as I said last week, I don't want any of us to misunderstand or misinterpret what God's word says. And for anyone who was hurt by what I said last week, I am truly sorry. And if you want to come and talk to me, I'm here to listen. And after each service, I'm going to be right here at the Connect Point, ready and waiting to listen. We at The Ocean believe that it is of the utmost importance that we properly and accurately preach the Word of God. Now, at times that's going to mean that we as preachers and we as teachers, we will make mistakes and maybe say something wrong, and we are subject to correction. And when we are corrected, it is our responsibility to address that correction with the church and not shy away from it and not bring it up. So, today, we're focusing on the role of the wife as it aligns with God's blueprint as we ask the question, is there a woman in the home? Are we ready, ladies? So, husbands, as was told to your wives last week, Let us not be doing that. Let us instead pray for our wives, pray for our partners, that they would receive this word that God has to give them. Today, we're going to talk about one particular role of the wife as designed by God that has been taken so far out of context that it is no longer recognizable and is actually used to show that the Bible is irrelevant. Today, we're going to talk about submission. And I'm sure there are some of you already maybe moving uncomfortably in your seats at the very mention of the word submission. Because as I said last week, the clarity of roles in a marriage are very often blurred by culture. And the definition of submission is often redefined by culture, sometimes in a way that does not align with God's blueprint. In fact, if we are not taught correctly, then this is how we will hear the principle of submission. You might hear that men are superior to women, their wives, because Eve was made from Adam, right? So woman came from man. Or you might hear God made each man the head of his household, meaning that wives should therefore submit to their husbands unquestioningly. Because that is what men are entitled to, and that is what a good or godly wife will do. This is not God's design, because God created both man and woman to rule and have dominion over the earth. And God created man and woman different, but equal. Also, what if the man is not subject to God? And so is asking his wife to sin? What if the man is controlling and manipulative? What if the man is abusive? What if the man is negligent of his responsibility? And what if the man is blocking his wife's God-given purpose? Is the wife still to unquestioningly submit to her husband? Now, the reason for this topic is because it is an important one not to misunderstand. There are at least three references in the New Testament that refer to a wife's godly role to submit to her husband. It is a godly role. The first is Ephesians 5, 22 to 24, that says, "Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as you do to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything." And then the second one, as I just read earlier, was 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 to 2. "Wives, in the same way, submit yourselves to your own husbands, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives when they see the purity and reverence of your lives." And the third one is found in Colossians chapter 3, verse 18, where it says, "Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord." Now, as we saw last week, there is a general sense in which everyone is to mutually submit to one another. Do we remember that? As Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21, and that is to come from our deep sense of respect and awe for Christ. This means as men, we cannot read the passage where it says, "Wives, submit to your husbands," without first reading the verse that says, "Submit to one another first." And yet, after this, Paul goes on to say, wives are to submit to their husbands. This means that the principle of submission has a particular application to a godly wife in a godly marriage as God designed it. A particular application to a wife, a godly wife in a marriage as God designed it. So, instead of shying away or hiding from a topic that gets controversial, we're going to address this head on and look at this together and start to understand the way God wants us to and understand the truth that God is trying to tell us. So today we're going to start off by addressing what submission is not. Sometimes to find out what something is, you first have to define what it is not. Husbands, you need to be listening very carefully because we have a role to play in our wife's submission. Amen? We will then move into explaining what godly submission is. Then we will look at how a wife is to submit to her husband in a way that aligns with God's will. Now, before any of that, I want us to look and understand the heart and purpose of submission by looking at the best example of submission as God designed it. The Holy Trinity. Now, in the Holy Trinity, we have three parts. We have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are all 100% God because they share the very nature of God, thus making them one in nature. That is, the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. However, there is a differentiation between these three because the Father is not the Son and the Father is not the Holy Spirit. The Son is not the Father and the Son is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not the Father and the Holy Spirit is not the Son. So whilst they are one in nature in that they all share the very nature of God, they are also different because they have different roles. The Son and the Spirit both submit to the Father in that they place themselves under and in obedience to the will of the Father. I mean, think about it. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, it says, "Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, 'My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will.'" Here we see that Jesus is at the breaking point, asking God if there is any other way to do this, referring to his impending death on the cross. Yet he places himself completely under submission to the will of the Father when he says, "Not as I will, but as you will." So Jesus submits to the Father. Now, does this make him any less equal or any less valuable than the Father? No. Submission is all about structure and function and nothing to do with equality and value. I mention this example first because as I go through the rest of this message, I want us to have that on our minds. As we hear about submission today, I want us to have on our mind that it is all about structure and function and nothing to do with equality and value. In fact, repeat after me. Structure and function. Not equality and value. Praise God. For those ladies here who are single or not yet married, I encourage you to listen as we learn together the type of person you are to become in order to become the best wife to your husband as God has designed it. And as I said to the men last week, you don't have to wait until you are married to start. And those men who are not married and those who are married, it is important to listen because we can often be the very reason why submission is seen as negative. Owing to the way that man has lorded it over woman in the past and in the present. Some husband and wives actually believe that submission means women are inferior in some way. Some women think that if they submit, they lose their identity. They lose their control. They lose their right to choose. They lose the ability to speak up and basically become non-persons. Others fear, some with good reason, that submission leads to being used or abused. This is not how God intended it to be understood when he designed the role of the wife as he created Eve. Remember that Eve is a companion comparable to Adam, as it says in Genesis 2:18, as we looked at in week 1, meaning that she is equally important. And therefore, there cannot be any definition of submission that should allow us to think that wives are less equal or less valuable than their husbands. And more generally, there cannot be any definition of submission that allows us to believe that women are less than men. So like I said, we start with what submission is not. Submission does not mean agreeing with your husband on everything that he says and not being able to ask questions of your husband. Submission does not mean leaving your brain or your will at the wedding altar. Submission does not mean avoiding every effort to encourage change in your husband in a way that will allow him to become the leader that God intended him to be. Husbands, that requires humility. Submission does not mean that a wife should violate scripture, reason, or morality to support their husband. Because a wife's submission is primarily to God, then to their husband. Submission does not mean that you are a doormat or a pushover. You are a strong, beautiful creation of God that is equal to your husband. Finally, submission does not mean that a wife is to act out of fear. So now that we've covered this, let's get into what submission is and define it as God designed it. In most, if not all, New Testament mentions of the word submit, the word is translated from the Greek word hupotasso, where hupo means under, and tasso means to be arranged or placed in a certain order. The word was used as a military term, meaning to arrange troop divisions in a military fashion under the command of a leader. This word is a wonderful definition of what it means to submit to God, because it means to arrange oneself under the command of a divine viewpoint. Rather than living according to one's own way of life based on a human viewpoint. Excuse me. It is a process of surrendering our will to God. So simply put, it is a voluntary act of putting oneself under a certain order. Are you following? Remember, structure and function, not equality and value. Now notice Paul did not say, husband, put your wives into submission. And Paul did not say, husbands, get your wives to submit to you. You should not be a man who sees his wife's submission as something that you can take advantage of. Because it is not a way to assume power over your wife. We as their husbands are to view our wife's submission as something that is so beautiful that we give back to it with unconditional love. What God says to our wife is her responsibility. And therefore should be done voluntarily as she submits out of obedience to God, not obedience to her husband. So this is what submission is as God designed it. To put under, or I put myself under. And it's not any more complicating than that. The problem comes now with the misunderstanding of exactly whom the wife is to place themselves under and what that looks like. Notice Paul does not stop at saying, wives, submit to your own husbands. Because that would mean that they would be submitting to our will as men. And I'm sure we all know that would be disastrous. So this is where we reach the final point. Now knowing that submission is a voluntary act of putting oneself under a certain order. In Ephesians 5, 22 to 24, we see exactly how wives are to submit to their husbands. Firstly, they are to submit to their husbands as they do to the Lord. Secondly, they are to submit to their husbands as the church submits to Christ. So by unpacking these two truths, we will see how a wife is to submit to her husband. So the questions we are to look at are, how do I submit to the Lord? And how does the church submit to Christ? Now remember that the church is not a building, but a family of believers. Am I right? And therefore, the church's submission to Christ is a collection of individual submissions to God. Are you with me? So the question we really need to be answering, bringing it down to one question, is how do I submit to the Lord? Because in this answer, we will start to find together some clues and applications of how a godly wife submits in a godly way to her husband. Now, there's not enough time to completely unpack this question, but I want to start with the following points. Remember, structure and function, not equality and value. So how do we submit to the Lord? First and foremost, our submission to God is voluntary. It is by choice. So to those ladies who struggle with submission because they fear they lose their right to choose, well, submission itself is a choice. God does not force us to submit to him or put us in any position where we do not have a choice. Submission does not mean giving up your ability to choose or surrendering your free will. We choose to submit and surrender everything we have to God because we love him. My free will is mine to give freely back to God because I love him. In the same way, ladies, as I've already said, your submission to your husband is voluntary and no one can force you into it. And it is yours to give freely to your husbands and should be sourced from the fact that you love him. You choose to place yourself under your husband's leadership, not out of fear, but out of love. Secondly, we submit to God because we trust him. Our level of trust in God is representative of how close we are to God. How close we are to God is representative of our relationship with God. Therefore, Our level of submission to God is related to how closely we bring ourselves to Him. It will be the same with a wife and her husband. You cannot trust someone you do not know. And you cannot know someone who you do not intentionally and actively draw yourself close to. And you cannot submit to someone you do not trust. So part of submitting to your husband is first getting to know him and drawing closer to him so that you can understand his heart. Start to trust him and stop working on assumptions or history, because working from experiences of the past does not allow for the grace to believe that someone can change. Do not let the idea of submitting to your husband push you away from your husband. As you start to think, I got this, and I can do this on my own. Because he did not come through for me before, so why should he come through for me now? Instead, let it draw you closer to your husband, as you say, in the same way that I am seeking the Lord with all my heart, I will seek my husband with all my heart. Thus knowing the areas in which I can support, affirm, encourage, and even correct him. And allow him to become the leader that God wants him to be, and the leader God wants me to have. Remember here that submission to your husband is less to do with you and your husband and everything to do with you and God. Because submitting to your husband is not limited to putting your hope in your husband, but it goes further and is all about putting your hope in God. So when a woman voluntarily submits to her husband out of love, she does not lose value or make herself less equal to her husband. Instead, she fulfills her role as God designed it. Remember, structure and function, not equality and value. In closing, I would like to remind us of something I said last week. I said that according to God's blueprint, the different roles fit together when a man and woman become husband and wife. This is because a man's role is headship or leadership, and the woman's role is submission to that leadership. And together, they look like this. Headship is the divine calling of a husband to take primary responsibility for Christ-like servant leadership, protection, and provision in the home. This is why in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8, it says, "But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." Headship is not a right to command and control. It is a responsibility to love Christ, that is to love like Christ, that is to love my wife sacrificially. Submission is the divine calling of a wife to honor, affirm, encourage, and at times correct her husband's leadership, and help to carry it through according to her gifts. Ensuring and holding her husband accountable to his divine calling of headship, of leadership. So the husband grows to be the kind of leader who the wife will joyously submit to. And the wife grows to be the kind of person who the husband would joyously lead. Now notice, in both those sentences, I use the word grow. Because we don't automatically become these people as soon as we get married. It's a journey and a process where both man and woman need God to properly fulfill the roles that God has designed for them. We need God because remember the dynamic of marriage I talked about in week one when we looked at this picture, the triangle. Provided the husband and wife are both focused on their individual relationship with God as well as their relationship with each other, then what will happen is that as they individually move closer to God, God teaches them how to better fulfill their roles as husband and wife. And therefore, they automatically start moving closer together in a marriage that reflects God's design for a great marriage. Father God, thank you for this message. Thank you for this word. Lord, thank you as we continue to go against the way that culture does not align with your word. Thank you, Lord God, as we bravely decide to discuss things that, Lord God, others may decide not to discuss. But Lord, it is because we are all, as followers of Christ, on a journey to know the truth. The truth that is in your word. The truth about marriage as you have defined it. The truth about the role of the husband and wife as you have designed it. Lord God, I pray that for whatever seeds have been planted today, that it is on you, Lord God, and we faithfully pray to you that you are going to grow them and nourish them and allow them to blossom into amazing fruit that is going to create amazing marriages, Father. Ones that truly reflect the glory of God and the unity that is there in the Holy Trinity. We thank you, Father, for it's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, church.